We'd like to welcome each and every individual to the Vision Project. Hi, my name is Mark Borsma, President of Synergy Solutions, along with Dwight, my good friend. If you do have any questions, feel free to connect with the individual who invited you to participate in today's session, or you can call toll-free 888-230-2300. That's 888-230-2300. Or if you're calling in outside the U.S., you can call the U.S.-based number at 630-393-9909. That's 630-393-9909. Definitely wait until the end. Go through the whole thing because the best is at the last, where Dwight's going to share a free complimentary offer for you, and you'll want to definitely take advantage of that. Dwight, visually, I'd like to talk about and get your feedback on what I call the six D's to defeat and the six P's to prosperity. And the six D's to defeat, I think, can kind of think of, you know, draw a circle and then draw another circle around that and another circle around that. And it's like smart people often have a hard time learning. You know, so quote-unquote smart people tend to have a hard time learning because their focus is fixing others and or pointing out issues other people have. There's actually more than six Ds, but it's going away from them. Like they don't, it's always somebody else's issue. So it's distract, divide, defer, deflect, defend, deny, destroy, deceive, disguise equals defeat and depression.
Okay.
Where humble people are open to anyone's input into their life, and they focus on fixing themselves rather than fixing other people. They're open to anyone's input regardless of motive, age, experience, relationship, level of education. They can learn from everyone. And the six P's to prosperity are passion, purpose, plan, potentiality, positivity, persistence, and perspective equals prosperity. The thing that I am facing in multiple different crossover areas is defensiveness, where it's like people are, certain people, it's like you can't say anything to them without them getting hurt, upset, defending. I mean, it's like they're so fragile.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, do you have any suggestions on how to better deal with defensive, fragile people?
Well,
and you can't tell them they're fragile, because if you tell them they're fragile, then they get upset about it.
That can be true, yeah. Well, again, it comes back to, being the humble person, if you will. What can you learn? What can you bring it back to your, instead of saying, well, they're too fragile for me to talk with, or they're too fragile for me to, or they get defensive easily. And it, there can be, I know one person in my life right now that I don't know what to do. In other words, I've done what I consider to be my best, and they're still defensive, you know. But for the most part, people, I've cultivated a way of being that people feel safe with me. I've had many, many people tell me how they feel safe with me almost instantly. And I'm very careful to choose a language that is difficult to interpret as accusatory. Some people say, well, I'm just telling the truth, and then the truth stimulates defensive in other people, but I don't think that's an excuse, because it's a lot of different ways to tell the truth, or maybe you need to, you can look at telling the truth step by step, you know. So again, I would bring it back, you know, if you will. I don't normally use the word humble, but given your definitions there, I would classify myself as in the direction of wanting to be a humble person. I always say, okay, what can I learn from this? How can I communicate, act such that I'm less likely to stimulate defensiveness and more likely to stimulate learning and cooperation with this person. One of the NLP precepts comes to mind here, which is the meaning of your communication is the response you get. If you're not getting the response you want, then change your communication to see if you can get it. You know, it doesn't mean you necessarily can. And a lot of it also has to do with tone of voice. I don't know exactly how I gathered these statistics, but there's a man I heard about called Dr. Albert Mehrabian, and he did a study where he tried to determine where does the impact of our communication come from. And he divided the impact source into three separate areas of body image, voice image, and content. And according to him, if you're face-to-face, 55% of the impact comes from your body image. 38% comes from your voice image, and 7% comes from your content. On the phone, where there is no body image, it's 87% voice image and 13% content. So how you use your voice and the message you're communicating. If I say to you, well, I love you, you know, the words may say I love you, but the voice tone doesn't, right? Or if I say to you, you know, honey, I really hate you. You know, it doesn't match, you know. And your comments, feedback?
Yeah, a lot of the, you know, a lot of the, most of the energy from most sources mm-hmm. is on the sender, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you just did it a little different, then it would work. Or if you change your tone, or if you did this, or if you did this, it's like
mm-hmm.
it's like, okay. So you just kind of train yourself over time. At least me, I just kind of train myself, Mark. Don't even say anything, because you know what?
Mm-hmm.
It's like you can be 99% right, but you're still wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the other person yep. could be 99% wrong, but they're still right. And it's like
mm-hmm.
it's like you just like in you know it's just like you so. I don't know. It just, it's like, I don't know. Maybe because, I don't know.
Okay.
Know. Just,
well, I mean, you have a very different style than I do, Mark. And even if you said yourself, your style is sort of like, I'm going to be in your face type of style. Would that be accurate to characterization or not?
I have the ability to do that. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, I have the ability
mm-hmm.
to do that. And you know, if you know, it's like, okay, if somebody's stupid or lazy or sloppy,
mm-hmm.
I don't think that they're used to being told that.
Well, see, those are all prerogative terms. Pejorative terms. I would never call somebody lazy. Lazy is actually what I consider to be a toxic word.
Right. But it's not for me.
Well, I know, but that doesn't mean
somebody calls me lazy. It's not toxic for me.
I know it's not, but that doesn't mean it's other people.
Right. So why am I the one that has to go ahead and, I mean, why am I the one that has to change who I am for everybody else?
You don't have to, but if you want different responses, then it might be helpful. You know,
well,
and if you can be flexible, and you're not necessarily changing who you are, you're just changing your behavior, that's all.
Right, why don't they change their behavior?
Well, that might be possible, but it always comes back to us first. I mean, we're, you know, to be, in my view, to be 100% responsible, if I want a different response, then I need to say, what can I do different? It may stimulate what them doing something different. You know, but it always
that's
comes
intriguing
to
me because, like, other people that are really nice, like, they would be more of your personality, like, style. Like, a number of them have expressed that they're concerned about being alone when they get old.
Yes.
I'm not really concerned about that. As a matter of fact, I may decide to be alone when I get old. But it's a decision I'm going to make. I have control over that decision. So why are the nice ones worried about that? I think it's because, you know, they're so nice that on the surface they're nice. They don't really work at relationships. They're just lazy. And so, I mean,
this is just you use the word, you just call them lazy. You know, it's like that's a critical judgmental term. Of course people are going to get
critical judgmental.
You don't get defensive about that, but other people do.
Right.
You know,
I guess
like,
if they
like
want to be in a relationship with me, I guess they've got to go ahead and be able to grow. Because if they're not going to grow, well, then
that's
they
your
won't
idea,
be around
that's,
me.
That's your idea of growing, you know?
Right.
But I don't try to change anybody unless I'm clear that they've asked for it or I have their partnership in that. And
to eliminate people from your life or reduce the amount of, I mean, like, you don't try to change your girlfriend. You just say, this is how it's going to be, and she can accept it or not.
I have some boundaries, yes, true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So my boundaries might be, hey, you know, if you don't want to go ahead and have strong words that will, you know, help you to grow or not. You get to choose. It's a choice. It's a choice if you choose to turn those words into toxic or not. You choose to do it.
No, I don't think it's not a choice on the surface. It's an automatic response according to their machinery. It's just like if you try to feed a cow ice cream, you know, you like ice cream, but a cow doesn't like ice cream, you know, and you know, it's like you need to, if you want the response, you need to look over there and see, okay, how do they respond, and to start with the way they respond, then it's possible there's going to be some changes, you know, if you start with living in their world and asking yourself, well, okay, where do I want to get to with this person, from where to where? And but you're going
you
to have
see,
to take into account.
Do you see how there's a double standard that you have?
Double standards don't bother me.
That's not toxic.
Yeah.
Okay. That's toxic.
Yeah, I mean, double standards don't bother me at all. If I demand that other people be the way I am, you know, or have the idea of fairness that I've got, you know, then I'm going to be an unhappy person.
Yeah. So, I mean, You know, it's like, do you see how you expect certain types of people to change and other types of people not to?
I don't have an expectation of either type.
Well,
according to
you're like, well, you know, you can't expect them to go ahead and, you know, change how they're wired, even though you need to change how you're wired. I mean, you didn't say you need to, but it's like if somebody's wired to go ahead and just be direct, they're wired to do that.
I would say be the change that you want to be. You know, who has it said that? Be the change you want to see in the world, you know? So if I need to be not defensive about other people's defensiveness. I don't feel like I'm a victim of other people's defensiveness, you know? That's just a fact that people are defensive. And I can have fun with it. You know, this last Sunday I had two. It's a little bit unusual. I had two Italians in my New Life class, and they're both and they're both complaining about the Chinese culture, about how much of a mask Chinese have, and also about the hierarchy in China. And these things never bother me. It's like if I just have fun with them. You know, I play with them as they are and see if I can get around them or not get around them, you know. And if I have permission, I point out, hey, yeah, there's benefits to having a mask, but there's also cost of having a mask. Would you be interested in looking at some of the cost? And what benefits you might have if you're willing to take off your mask. But it's just reality. And doesn't mean it can't be changed in some ways. But if you're going to change reality, you got to start with the way it is.
Yep. Try to change it 10 different ways and it doesn't, then maybe you accept reality and maybe other people will get to accept it as well.
Yeah.
You know?
One of the biggest problems in people in the world is people trying to, what I call, I got this from Byron Katie, but the idea of what's my business, what's your business, and what's God's business, all right? And especially here in China, people have so much trouble because they're in each other's business.
I think people that are in each other's business, I think people that are in each other's business are not taking care of their own business.
Yes. Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
that's true.
It's like, mm-hmm. and when you're a leader and mm-hmm. you're mm-hmm. responsible for other people, part of leadership is helping to try to recognize how do you help people see their own massive blind spots. I mean, it's like, because it's impacting not only them,
mm-hmm.
but it's impacting, you know, it's impacting everybody else around them. And at some point you just go, okay, you know, next. I mean, I remember a programmer that said to me, he's like, I'm like, mm-hmm. Kevin, you're up and down, you're up and down, you're up and down. This is killing us. It's hurting you professionally. It's hurting the company. It's hurting our customers.
Mm-hmm.
He's mm-hmm. like, you know, Mark, I don't think you're taking personal ownership of this. And I'm like, oh, okay. Hey, that's intriguing. Like, what percentage of ownership do you think I'm taking? He says,
mm-hmm.
probably 85%.
mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, that's pretty high. How much ownership do you think I should be taking, Kevin? He's like, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And I smiled and I looked at him and I said, huh, I'll give that mm-hmm. some thought.
Okay.
And I did.
Mm-hmm.
And he was
mm-hmm.
right.
Mm-hmm.
And I fired him,
mm-hmm.
you know, a month later.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm the owner. He's the employee. If he's not doing it,
right.
Get rid of him. And I did.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
You know? So, intriguing.
Yep. And I just
keep thinking there's got to be a way. Like there's a guy that works with, he's out in San Francisco area, known him for probably about 10 years, and he deals with you know, people with high net worth. Like his minimum, I think, is $5 million in net worth, and he deals with them all over the world. And he went ahead and said, you know, Mark, I have these weekly events, between 10 and 140 people show up, these high net worth people on the phone. And he said, and I talk, and he says, you know, it's intriguing to me where people will come and they'll say, man, that was amazing, Joe. That was just, wow, I got it. And he just smiles and says, well, I just, you know, I'm curious, like, what'd you get? And they'll tell him, and then he smiles and he thinks to himself, I've been sharing that concept for 4 years. And so he just kind of accepts it. Like he just kind of accepts it. It's like, well, that's how people are, and they'll get it when they get it.
Yep.
Me, I don't accept it.
I see. Okay. Oh,
you know?
You can always work it, how to do it faster. You know, I'm sometimes I have a lot of respect for Anthony Robbins, Tony Robbins. And
sure.
I've been to his, I guess the biggest class I ever went to was his Date with Destiny class, 5 days in Orlando, Florida in December of 2008. And I remember at one point in this 5-day event, there was 2,000 people in the audience, and he had an incredible setup where, you know, if he was talking with somebody in the audience, they would be filming that person, and you see that person on a big screen on the stage, and also you had see a picture of him on a big screen on the stage. So, because in 2,000 people, you don't look at him, you look at the big screen on the stage, you know. But it's so easy to see, really, a very close up one to one conversation, even though you're here in this 2,000 person event. And so at one point in the 5 days, he asked people in the audience to raise their hand if they were on the edge of suicide. And about 10 people raised their hand. And he said, yeah, that's about the right percentage. And then he went one by one and had a private one-to-one conversation with all of these 10 people. And he, as far as I could tell, he shifted their whole orientation to their life in between 5 and 15 minutes. So that, like, suicide was not even on the table anymore. I can't do that. But from everything I can say, he can, you know. And I could see, I had some knowledge of some of the things he was doing. I mean, he used a certain type of what's called pattern interruption.
Right.
And other special techniques, you know.
Right.
I don't know. I theoretically I could study that stuff intensely enough so I could maybe match myself to his ability, you know, in that area. But it just seems that my natural abilities goes slower with certain types of problems, maybe faster with other types of problems, but or changes.
See, and that's the thing that's intriguing, because I'd been to his fire walk and I'd had his tapes and stuff, and so I went soon after he got married, and he was just talking about relationships and everything, and then it, you know, then it, I guess a few years later, you know, he got divorced and stuff, which, whatever. And then I was coaching a realtor out in Reno, I think it was, and she was showing him a home, and she said, you know, he is so much different than what he is on stage. And it's like, that, you know, I don't know what that means. Maybe he had a bad day. Maybe he had a bad week, a month. You know, I don't know what any of that means. And you know, changing somebody's perspective, I mean, and I've seen it. I've experienced it, you know, on the stuff that he's done. And I'm a big believer in, you know, that stuff. It's just, does it stick, you know?
That's another question. How long does it stick, right?
Yeah, you know, does it stick or is it right then and there? And so I don't know. I mean, it's in, it's most intriguing. We are out of time. What is the special offer, Dwight, that you'd like to share with people today?
Yes, I'd like to offer a one-hour gift coaching session. No cost, no obligation. Where I ask you to bring something that would be life-changing to the beginning of the call. If we had a major impact on it in the 1 hour, I do ask you for a few minutes at the end of the session to explore the possibility of working further together. But, as I said, no cost, no obligation. And I love what I do so much as a gift to me, too. The number to call to get this set up or get more information about it is 206-923-9554, 206-923-9554.
Nice. And if you are listening to the rebroadcast of this, you have any questions, feel free to connect with the individual who invited you to participate, or you can call toll-free 888-230-2300. That's 888-230-2300. Or if you're calling in outside the U.S., you can call the U.S.-based number at 630-393-9909. That's 630-393-9909. God bless, and have a great day. Bye-bye.